We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Jackson, just having been here for a couple of years now, what do you feel like is kind of the next step in your evolution in your game?
I'd probably just say anticipation, knowing what the opponents are doing. At this point, I'm pretty familiar with the defensive playbook, and I think it's just kind of knowing what the offense is going to run at you next.
You've played against Dylan quite a bit. What are you seeing in his growth from the other side of the football?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's got talent. He's got a good arm. His leadership is great. I think everyone on the offensive side and the defensive side really respects him. He's a great competitor. You know, you saw some of our games last year. Utah, competes his heart out, and he's a good guy to be throwing the ball for you.
Just being up to 240, do you feel like that's a good weight for you in terms of being able to move and having the strength you wanted that weight? Just how do you feel being there?
I feel great. This offseason was just kind of working in the weight room, and there wasn't really a target weight. It was just kind of how I felt like I was moving, the weights, and it just kind of ended up, around 240. So I'm, up, usually sitting a couple pounds below that. I think that might have been a heavy day for me on the way in, but yeah.
I've been coming out here a long time. I can't remember a defense that entirely runs out onto the field after big turnovers and plays. Is that kind of unique, or am I behind the times?
I don't know how it is at other schools, but we're just playing, having energy, just trying to have a good time, enjoy practice. And I think that it's pretty obvious that we have good energy and we enjoy playing the game out there.
How much does it help the inside linebackers to, like Gregory's promoted to DC? Has there been any difference this spring with him running the defense?
I think it's been pretty seamless as far as transitions go. I think he does a good job. And, there's a lot of carryover, obviously, same players, same coaches, but it's been good. It's been a good transition for sure.
Being next to Eddie, what's your guys' relationship like?
Oh, that dude, we roomed together freshman year, and we've been, best friends ever since. It's been great watching him grow, watching him become the player he is now, and really one of my close friends here. So it's been really fun playing next to him.
Is there something, Jackson, about that connection with that opponent that maybe we don't talk about as much, or maybe you want to shed some light on that?
I don't know. Just good friends with him. I don't know if it makes it anything different on the field, but just good friends with him. Grown together on this college journey, and it's been fun playing with him for sure.
Coach Lake says that group, and Coach Gregory says as well, that linebacker group is as deep as any unit on the team. You're running with the ones, but do you feel those guys coming after you?
This entire program is built on competition, so the goal is to always feel somebody trying to come up behind you and getting better, and it's fun to watch them get better and compete, and that's what kind of contributes to this environment here in this program.
Who in that group has come the furthest from last year to now?
I mean, they're all making good strides. Daniel's playing well. Ben Hines is playing well. He had an awesome interception the other day. Drew's playing well. They're all just kind of getting more familiar with the playbook, playing faster. It's fun to watch.
What have you seen from Josh Calvert? We haven't seen a ton from him on the field, obviously, but he made a pretty rather big hit on Sunday. So just kind of what have you seen from in his progression over the past couple of years?
Yeah, no, he's been good. He's another guy that's playing well. You know, him, you know, June's playing well. I mean, everybody's playing well and getting better. Josh is a hard worker, strong dude. Go out and hit people, obviously. You can see that today. And he's a good player for sure. He's a good teammate, good guy. Yeah.
I know injuries are part of football, but ZTF goes down. How did you guys respond to that? Because he's kind of like a personality besides a great player.
It's tough. I mean, you never want to see guys go down. You just kind of, you don't want to say move on because you want to play for him and make sure he's good and love him up. But, you know, like you said, injuries are part of football and it's that next man up mentality. It's kind of one of those things that could be any of us. And so you just play and just keep going. Yep.
We all good? Thank you guys.
Cool.